Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to the Psychic Funhouse. This is your host, Michael Espinoza, and I am here with my lovely co-host, Mr. Laurent Spurt. Hello, Mr. Laurent. How are you?
Mr. Espinoza, good evening. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. I'm glad to be back. Another show here at the Psychic Funhouse.
Yep.
How's your week going?
Well, my week is going good. As we were talking about in the green room, I'm up visiting my sister in Coast of Washington. My mom, we're all together making holiday cookies, so enjoying each other's company, having a good time.
Do you make any special types of cookies?
Depends on how you define special. I think they're all pretty special. I don't know. My mom's got some pretty good recipes, and she also makes bourbon balls and something called Buckeyes, which are peanut butter dipped in chocolate, and she makes a special frosting for the gingerbread cookies. It's really tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, they're all pretty good. I know. Should send you some.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by special too is, like, do you guys have a specialty that you make all the time? That's a recipe that's been handed down in your family.
Yeah, well, the gingerbread recipe, I think, is one that my mom's grandma, so my great grandmother, made. And then we also have these. She's got a collection of, cookie cutters that have been in the family since my great grandmother got some of them. So those are part of the tradition, and we all have to taste the frosting before we decide it's okay, so we give our input. So it's a group effort on that level.
Okay.
And then the other tradition, I try to add some novel ingredients to my cookies, so it isn't just the usual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, but sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But so I'm making a lemon cardamom spice cookie that's got almond flour and some coconut flour in it. And it's turned out pretty good, I think.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
They are pretty good. Yeah, and it's good variety, and everybody looks forward to getting some around the holidays from us, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you? Do you have any
cool
tradition? I think you said you guys mentioned maybe made tamales.
Yeah. Yep. So we're going to make tamales this year. My brother is heading that up. And
my
family's coming over on Friday to help make the tamales.
Uh-huh.
Because we have to make a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah. You can't just make them.
Everybody helps. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And then you get to take some home.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they're quite an undertaking to make tamales.
Yep.
Not hard, but just a lot of work.
Yeah, but, a good tamale is hard to beat, but you got to get that masa just right. If you don't, that can ruin everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's nice if you make it a family affair or a gathering with your loved ones.
Yeah.
It's nice. It can be fun.
Yeah. Everybody gets to help out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, cool.
So we have some callers.
You
ready?
We have callers. Of course I'm ready.
We do.
Yeah.
Is
your caftan on tight? You ready to roll?
It's on.
Nice.
It's on. You ready?
Oh, look, see.
There they come. Let them through.
You aren't kidding.
Let them through, people. All right. So let's consult the guides and our callers. All right. So here we go. Area code 651. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello. 651.
Hi. Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi.
Calling from Minnesota.
Hi, Christiana.
Hi.
Hi, Christiana. I'm sorry, where are you calling from again?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Thank you.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Nice and warm up there.
Not so much.
Not so much? Oh, okay.
So how can we help you?
Yeah, my question is, do you see me moving into my own place next year sometime?
Let's see. I think so. I'm seeing this for you mid-year. So to me it feels kind of summer late. So I'm saying mid-summer to early fall, somewhere around there, it feels like it. Are you in school as well? So I feel education around you for some reason.
No, I'm not in school.
Are you taking classes of some sort?
Oh, no, I was considering taking an art class just for enrichment.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? You went out.
Yeah, I was thinking about taking an art class for enrichment.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I think that's going to be a good idea for you to take that art class. But, yeah, it feels like mid-summer to early fall, I see you moving. Your guides are saying, though, to kind of start looking, not in a sense that you're going to move now, but just have an idea, scout out neighborhoods that you want to live in or the city that you want to live in, and just start getting a feel of what's out there.
Yeah, I'm looking for affordable housing, so I'm on some waiting list.
Okay, well, but they're saying still, just so you kind of have an idea of what you want. So they're saying, you know, just it's like preparing.
Okay.
Right, for that transition that's going to come. And I would encourage you to take that class, the art class. I think it will help you. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Hold on. Lawrence, do you have anything for her? You want to jump in?
Yeah, I can jump in. Do you have something else coming through? Or?
Yeah, but it's still downloading. So
Perfect. Let
it come through and you can jump in.
Okay.
I'll come in after.
Okay. Sounds good. Christiana, are you wanting to move just to have your own place, or is there anything going on where you're currently living at? Okay.
I want to have my own place, and I just want more independence and some boundaries with certain people.
Are you living at home, or do you have a roommate or something, or?
Yeah, I'm living with my mother.
Okay. Are you safe where you're at? Are you living at?
Yeah, I'm safe.
Okay, good. Well, what first came through for me was actually a color more than anything else, and I just kept seeing you associated with the color blue, and I'm assuming that's about the building that you're actually going to be living in. And the timeline that was emerging for me was a little sooner than Michael. I guess I saw you finding a place within the next 3 months. So, you know, sometime by the end of March or before, maybe.
Okay.
But, it should happen for you. I think it's going to be relatively easy transition. And I think once you do get your own place, you're going to have a lot of, it's just going to be an exciting thing for you. And you're going to, be able to put things up on the walls that you really like. And, kind of like what you're saying about art class, I think you've got an eye for interior design and decorating. So I think that's going to be a big part of you kind of branding your own home space. So it feels really comfortable. People are going to want to come over and they'll appreciate your taste in home decor.
Yeah,
so,
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's exciting things. Yeah, it should help out. Should happen relatively quickly. So it would be a nice thing. You're definitely ready for it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have anything else, Michael? Or?
I do. Mm-hmm. So it also feels like to me that there might be a new relationship as well during this time. Are you in a relationship currently?
I would call it friendship, but he still is thinking that we're together, and I've told him that we're not, so.
Okay.
Well, I see him as a friend.
To me, it feels new. So
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's with the same person that you're with. This feels new. So,
okay.
Yeah. And also, too, they're showing me, it feels kind of like right now, it feels kind of like your energy is stagnant. I don't think I would use the word stuck. That might be a little too strong, but it feels kind of stagnant, and it doesn't feel like it's moving and flowing much. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I've been dealing with some, like, emotional numbness, and I've been trying
mm-hmm.
to get
okay.
that flowing again, but it's
mm-hmm.
proven to be really difficult. So.
Yeah. Totally understand. But this is kind of why they're encouraging you to take that class. So maybe try taking another class, get the energy moving, learn something new, really get out there, okay? Push yourself
okay.
beyond the boundaries that you have right now, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, too, it feels, thank you, they were saying, too, the new person that you want to bring into your life, really think about that person and what they are like, right? Start visualizing who that person is, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I think
Thank you.
You know Both. What you don't want, right?
Oh, yeah, I know what I don't
right.
want.
Right. But
yeah.
let's get more clear on who you do want.
Okay.
All right. And good luck. Let us know what happens. Call us back.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck, Christiana.
Okay. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck. Yeah. That's good. That new stuff is coming. I like that. That is great. All right. You ready for another one, sir?
I am ready.
All right. Here we go. Area code. There we go. Area code 917. Hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Thank you very much. This is Karen from New York.
Hi, Karen.
Yes.
Yeah.
How's New York? Yes. Well, I recently had dental surgery, a quick one. How do you see that going? And also, is there anything exciting coming in my life? I really want to meet like-minded people, friendship, possible romance at some point, but more interested in good friends who I could trust and like-minded.
I get your dental surgery is going to be fine. For some reason, it feels to me like this is going to take some time. It feels like it's spaced out. It feels, too, like there's several procedures. It doesn't feel like it's one thing.
Right. You're very good. Done. Yes, yes. I'm in the midst of a long process. Yes, and there's going to be, it's implants.
Yeah.
So I now have to wait several months before I get done fitting and all that.
Yeah.
I've gone through a lot already.
And they're saying it's going to be fine. So just relax, go with it, and it will all be okay.
I'm working on that attitude. But
don't get
good
too
to hear it.
Stressed about it.
Okay,
too stressed about it. Just kind of know that this is going to take time. And so just when you start getting a little stressed about the time frame, just relax. Be like, okay, it's good. It's all going to be good. Let's see. And as a And in regards to attracting people, like-minded people, I kind of get you can attract these people. You have that potential, but it feels kind of like you need to really make a bigger effort to get yourself out there and start attracting these people.
Yeah.
Are these spiritual people that you want to attract?
Yeah, that's part of it. Spiritual, creative, artistic types.
Okay. Yeah. So, look at these online communities and find somebody.
Well, that's
a group that you
really not much
with.
Happening anymore. That's the problem. There's not much going on here.
But they're saying,
I used to belong to a bunch of groups. They shut, the meetups. They all shut down, or they do it online.
mm-hmm. Well, but what they want to point out is that you make the effort, right? So maybe it's not a big group, or maybe there's not a lot of them, but you making the effort by contacting and maybe showing up, and there's one or two, but you putting in the energy into that will attract the people that you're looking for. You will find them. Yeah, it'll be a little slower, absolutely, but you will attract them. Yeah.
I was hoping there was something like divinely guided, in the cards. I'm to meet this person for a great relationship, blah, 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 all that.
First you got to, do you have a profile up somewhere?
No, I don't do media online.
Okay. So how are you planning on meeting this person?
Well, I don't know. Just happenstance. I do go out for errands or people I do know.
Yeah. Okay.
I used to meet people in the storm season, but that's not happening. Yeah.
Well, it's not that it's not happening. It's just you got to push a little bit more and really kind of get it yourself out there. While we're talking, one of the things I keep seeing, there's two things I see with you, is mm-hmm. I keep seeing museums and I keep seeing dancing. Do you go dancing? Do you take lessons in dancing? How do you?
No, but I love dance. I'm a good dancer. I did. There was a lot of dancing going on in the summer nearby in parks and at Lincoln Center, and I went there a lot, did a lot of dancing there. But other than that, no, mm-hmm. I don't go to clubs or any of that stuff.
Okay.
I dance by myself.
And then the museums?
No, I'm not that much of a museum person.
Not
much of a museum person.
Okay.
Well, you see
that's what I saw for you. Yeah. Let's see if Lawrence has something for you. Lawrence, do you have anything for Karen?
Hey, Karen.
Hey.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Nice. Yeah. My mom's name's Karen, and she was actually a dentist. So, interesting.
Wow.
I think, you know, as far as the dental stuff goes, the most challenging part of what you've been dealing with is kind of behind you. You've kind of dealt with it already,
yeah.
Which, you know, the biggest part was making the decision to get those implants mm-hmm. done that you're talking about, and then just confronting all that and the financial issues. So I would say, you know, the best thing you can do is just trust in the process and that things are going to work out. And, you know, there's going to be some adjusting and discomfort, but you'll get through that. And I think, you know, you're going to feel so much better once everything's done. So.
Yeah. Good. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. You know, as far as, you know, community relationships go, have you been part of a community in the past, you know, like a group of people or something intentional?
No, I went to several meetup groups from here and there,
mm-hmm.
and I had just separate friends. I also was very involved with my partner. We lived together, and so, you know, that was most of my circle at the time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then he passed a few years ago, so it's been since then. Like, and people have moved or passed away, and then with the COVID business, even worse. So I lost a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's been still pretty much shut down here.
Yeah.
So that's the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's challenging for sure. You know, I think if you're not somebody that's really, you know, online a lot and using those avenues or, you know, the ones that you have been aren't really working, then, you know, you're probably going to have to get more creative in terms of how to find people, you know, that are like-minded, you know, that and are your tribe and to reform all that. And it can seem like kind of a challenging experience, but, you know, maybe what Michael was alluding to as far as, you know, a space that you don't really find yourself in, usually like a museum mm-hmm. or, you know, something else that you do with dancing is to, I would say at least once a week, put yourself in a social situation where, you know, maybe it's not what you're used to doing, but not enough of a challenge that you feel, you know, uncomfortable or really awkward or unpleasant. But even if there aren't things that you're used to doing to interact with people that are available to you. There are people that are getting together and doing social activities now in a variety of ways. So, you know, I would really encourage you to just make a point of every week, you know, looking at different activities that are around in your neighborhood that maybe aren't things that you're used to going to, you know, something around the holidays, you know, tree lightings, performances, things like that. And if you love to dance, and that's an energetic way for you to, you know, work things out for yourself and also just to be with people that like to do that as well, I would look for avenues to do that at least on a weekly basis. I don't think you're going to find people, you know, in a really direct way or the way that you are kind of used to doing. You know, I'm pretty much in agreement with Michael that I think you're going to have to kind of challenge yourself and get out of your comfort zone a little bit and maybe do some things that you're open to, even if they're not maybe your favorite thing to do, just to put yourself out there. But I do think once you find your niche in doing that, you're going to pick up not just some new activities that you didn't even know that you really liked, but you're also going to find people who are really going to be drawn to you and, you know, they're going to be open to connecting with you on a deeper level. I think what happens a lot is people don't really see past your exterior and they're a little bit maybe intimidated is too strong of a word, but they're not always able to break through to that side of you that's much more kind and compassionate and loving and just, you know, interested in what people are doing. For you, it's just kind of a numbers game. You know, you just need to kind of have as many interactions as possible, and things are going to work out.
Okay. What do you mean it's hard to get past my exterior? However you put it. What is my exterior?
Yeah, well, the sense I get is, you know, I don't think you're doing anything intentional to, like, lock people out, but there's just kind of a barrier up. Maybe it has to do with you know, just being alone for a while or not with somebody, or there's a aspect of you that's not you may not see it as being you know, a block or being unwelcoming, but people are getting that kind of impression from you. So I think that's, you know, it's not the main thing that's keeping you from making connections, but it's just kind of one more hurdle in there. So, you know, maybe one way to address that is just to talk to a close friend of yours and have them give you some feedback about, you know, how you come across. There may be something socially that you can do that is more inviting for people, that is more welcoming for them to come in and, you know, get closer in your circle. I think it's just something that you're doing that's kind of a protective instinct. And, you know, it's nothing that it's really conscious in the sense of pushing people away from you, but it's just something that, you know, with a minor tweak here or there, like I said, some feedback from somebody who knows you well, you can kind of, dissolve that barrier and have people, be more, feel like you're more approachable.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm blown away. I had no idea.
Yeah, well, you know, you can see if it works out. You know, it may feel applicable, and, you know, you may decide, eh, it doesn't make any sense, or maybe it's not as accurate as you like, but, I guess just, you know, there's this disconnect between who you are as a person when you're by yourself and who you are when you're in a social situation, and bridging the two of those so that you feel more comfortable with yourself, and also just so people can really get an earlier sense of who you are as a person and how much there is there for them to appreciate and get to know. Would be good.
No.
Okay.
Usually when I'm out with people, I'm on. When I'm home, I'm just relaxed, whatever.
Okay. Well, maybe flip the script and be more relaxed when you're with people and be on when you're by yourself. I don't know. Something in there could be played around with. Okay. It's nothing bad.
No, well, good luck to you, Karen.
Thank you.
Wish you the best.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you.
Take care.
All right. It's hard meeting people, isn't it?
Can be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's interesting. I remember when I was back east, too. You know, everybody always assumed it was so much easier to meet people back there because everybody's so concentrated in that area, in that space. But it was tough to meet people there, even when we didn't have COVID. So,
yeah.
Interesting.
I think it can be challenging.
Yeah. It is. And I was going to say, and during, you know, from the readings that I do with my clients, you know, I find a lot of people being challenged with relationships and people being honest. People aren't being honest. So it's interesting. And a lot of ghosting, too, happening right now.
Yeah, we've had clients share that with us. I think, it can be relatively easy to meet people, but it can be oftentimes a lot more challenging to meet people of quality, you know, people that you want to interact with, you know, more long term than just a one and done kind of thing. So, you know, that's oftentimes a more challengeable, sustainable thing to work for.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, ready for another caller?
I believe I am.
All right. Well, let's have at it. Okay. Area code 856. Hello, 856. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. It's Rosemaria. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Rosemaria.
Hi. How are you, Rosemaria?
Getting better. I was sick the last couple weeks, so a lot better. So whatever you guys have for me, if you can, any messages or anything like that.
Anything you want to know specifically?
Not really, because I gave up on what I wanted, so whatever's coming in. I'm just kind of getting this flat energy. It just kind of feels like it's it just feels like, you know, there's no ups and no downs, and it just feels like it's constant, and you're kind of in this holding pattern almost. So I think it's going to be incumbent upon you to, you know, change that energy and get back out there. Put yourself back out there and let Spirit know what you want and what you want to do. And they're waiting there to help you all the time. All right. Do you do, like, magic? Me? No, not really.
No? Okay. Have you looked into doing magic?
Long time ago, but... Like, I gave up on everything that I'm going after and other stuff, so that makes sense.
Okay.
All right. Lawrence, do you have anything for Rosemary?
I think it's challenging when, you know, you find yourself in a place where, you know, like you said, Rosemary, you know, you just feel like you've kind of given up, you know. You know, not to, you know, diagnose you from through the band waves, but it almost sounds like maybe there's some depression issues you're having. I wonder if that wouldn't be worthwhile addressing, just to kind of see if there's something there that you know, you could benefit from some help with.
Yes, it's just pretty much if I go forward, it's gonna push me back. So it's whatever. If that makes sense. There's no more hope.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, saying that, you know, you don't feel motivated and you know, you've kind of given up on your dreams and, you know, there's no hope. I mean, that's pretty strong language, and, it, you know, it's concerning to hear. And I, you know, would really encourage you to, you know, talk to somebody other than just, you know, us two psychics, you know, somebody who might be able to give you some deeper insight into what's going on with you, because it sounds like more of a, you know, something just more serious than, you know, being down. You know what I mean? I mean, I would want you to address it in a deeper, you know, maybe more professional way than we're able to. What I'm saying, just, you know, just because we care about you and we want you to, you know, experience the best, and sometimes there's a limit to what we're able to do, you know, with our clients and callers. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just, it should have happened a long time ago, so whatever, you know what I mean? So, basically I'm on my own.
Yeah, well, that can be a difficult place, you know, but you can be on your own for sure, but you don't have to be alone with it. You know, there are definitely people who are out there who would, you know, happily talk to you and work something out with you about just confronting some of the stuff that you've been dealing with, because I know you've had a lot of challenges going on, you know, but I wouldn't just keep all that to yourself. That can be really, you know, destructive, and just, you know, feeling down like that can be really corrosive. Is there anybody that you can talk to, like even a counselor or somebody like that, or have you thought about doing that?
No, it doesn't help. Nobody helps, so.
Doesn't help? Nobody helps? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I tried it all.
Try it all? Okay. All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Yeah. That's fun. We will we'll definitely pray for you.
Thanks.
Send you some good vibes.
Yeah, that's tough. If anybody out there is struggling, I would encourage everybody to reach out to a friend, family member. And there is a helpline now that's national, and it's available to everyone. So it's 988. So if you're struggling emotionally or mentally and you need help, call that number and get help. I know sometimes people come to us in very challenging times, but I think it's more important to seek a professional in this area, somebody who can help you work through these situations. And also it leads me to let you know, disclaimer here, that everything that we do here is for entertainment purposes only. We are not professionals in these areas. So if you need help with whatever area you're looking in, go seek a professional.
That's right.
All right. Yeah. All right, you ready for the next caller?
I think so.
All right, here we go. Area code 714. Hello, 714. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Bonjour.
Hello. 714.
Can you guys hear me? Hi.
Now we can.
There, now we can. Hi.
Hi. First of all, can I just say that listening to the radio and YouTube talk is like having a very wise couple of friends that will give you life advice.
Okay.
Aww. That's nice.
Yeah, I always
thank
find
you.
Something valuable. I was listening to last week, and every caller that called in, I could find the nugget, the gold nugget that I could apply in my own life.
Well, there you go.
Oh, fantastic. Good yeah.
Good for you.
Well, thank you for telling
me. I'm a gold digger.
That's a good kind of gold. That's the kind of gold
right,
that you want. What's
your name?
Right? I'm sorry. This is Mai from Anaheim.
Mai. Hi, Mai. From Anaheim. Hi, Mai from Anaheim.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am doing fantastic. I think things have shifted in a different direction since the last time that I spoke with you both. A lot of inner reflection, a lot of prayers, and asking spirit and the universe to give me what I want.
Fantastic.
Awesome. So glad to hear that for you.
Yes, it was like I've gone through some storm, but, you know, whoever needs to hear this out there, you need to go through the storm because then you can appreciate what's on the other side.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're being toughened up.
Yeah, that's what my friendship with Michael is like. It's all stormy, and then I feel toughened up, and then I get to the other side. Oh, my God. I hope I never have to go through that again. What a relief.
Right?
Well,
and
then calls, and here comes the storm.
Right? You got to go through the storm. You always have to go through the storm. There's no, and it's so funny because, like, there's really no getting around it. Your path is your path because you have to learn something, you know?
Right.
And it may not, you may
your
not
wife.
Like it, but you still have to go through it. No, it's because I listen to you guys. That's why.
That's why. Yeah.
Yeah.
Storm.
That's very good.
Is that the dark night of the soul?
That's right. The sound effect for everything.
That is awesome. So I do have a question. I do. As we are ending 2022 and going into 2023, I just, I'm curious if, you know, my spirit guides is if I'm on the right path as far as career. I feel like it is, but I've been kind of given other directions and I'm trying to be patient and let it open to me so that the door opens when I walk through. But I'm just curious, like, is this, am I just being kind of like, I'm scared to let go of this one position before something else opens up.
Okay. Let's see what we get.
Michael, while you're tuning in, can I jump in?
You sure can. Dark night of my soul.
Dark night of your soul.
Right. I'm sorry, that was funny.
I'm like Batman. Well, my, you know, I think it's always a good idea to have something in place, you know, to transition into rather than just cut off from your source of income abruptly, you know, without a landing place. You know, unless there's something that's really toxic and, you know, or unsafe or just, you know, really unsavory that you need to get the hell out of there, like, right away. But aren't that, you know, I think what might be constructive for you is to really think about your pathways, you know, your the one that you're on and maybe this other one that you're alluding to, and just, you know, check in with yourself and how you feel when you see yourself, you know, fully inhabiting that career choice and that pathway. Do you feel, does your heart feel full, you know, on more than on one path than the other? Do you feel like you're really more in alignment with who you are as a person and how you see yourself and how you want the world to see yourself when you're on one career path versus the other? And also, you know, because it's obviously, you know, also about making a living, you know, which one feels like you'll have the best ability to, you know, make the income that you feel like you need to have to thrive, you know, not just to survive. And I would be really open and honest with yourself about what feelings come up for you when, you know, you're doing that process. Maybe even, you know, have a notebook or a journal nearby so you can write down, you know, what starts coming through and not edit it or block any of it out, but just let it flow through, you know, sit with it, put yourself in that place, you know, visualize it as much as you can so you're really experiencing it, and then let whatever flows through you come out so you can record it and take note and then take a look at it later and see what you have to work with. You know, because I think what can happen is it can be very easy for us to get stuck in our head about these career choices and, you know, lose sight of what really drives and motivates us and what's really important and what our values are, you know. And, you know, I think you have the right to, you know, work in a way that really meets not just your physical needs, but the deeper spiritual needs that I think are really important to you. And maybe you will find that, you know, just having a job that's more practical, that, you know, gets things done is what you need to be doing right now. But I also think that, you know, there's a very big part of you that's emerging and kind of regaining your equilibrium and getting your footing, and that's ready to really be open to experiencing something that, you know, you've wanted to do for yourself for a long time that I think only you can bring to the world. It, you know, it's the joining of your creative purpose with your practical financial purpose. And I think if you're not willing to take that risk and make the leap, you're going to feel really, you know, like you just kind of shortchange yourself. I mean, you know, it's always, you know, do I stay with what's safe, or do I go, you know, try this other thing and, you know, maybe I'll fall flat on my face. But I think for you, you know, you're emerging in a place where it's going to be an imperative for you to really take the risk and let go of what feels safe in order for you to really experience things the way that you finally, I think for the first time, feel like you deserve to, rather than what you feel obligated to or what you should do or what other people told you, you know, this is the only thing that you're really good for or capable of. You know, you're starting to define things on your own terms now, and that's a really lovely, powerful place to be in, and it's a perfect time for you to harness that energy and really manifest something that's closer to, you know, what your reason for being here on the planet is. You know, I think it's that day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the time's right, you know. I think you know better than any of us what the answer is and what you're, you know, ready to strike out on. And, you know, the only questions I think that are going to come up for you now is, you know, how much of this are you going to embrace? Are you going to, you know, jump right in? Or are you going to kind of tiptoe in and feel what the water's like first and then, you know, get your swim trunks on and dive in, you know, eventually? But I think you've kind of taken yourself to the edge of the cliff, and, you know, you're either going to fall in or the cliff's going to crumble underneath your feet and you're going to get propelled into it anyway. So, you know, I would say,
yeah.
You know, you might as well take charge and really make the plan to switch over to this different pathway now and, you know, stay on top of it and don't give in to the victim mode and feel like you've got to take these steps back and, you know, because you're going to have some, you know, obstacles that will come up. But that's part of showing up for yourself is to have these challenges. And you're good at and getting better all the time and asking for help and being really open to wise input from people you trust. So, you know. Stay in touch with people that you feel are connected to what your higher purpose is and be willing to seek out their advice and support too and resources, you know. You have resources. So I know that all sounds really absurd, but I think you've got a translator for, you know, plugging it into the specifics about what, you know, what you're coming to us with tonight. Hopefully it makes sense anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, like, it's not, nothing is concrete, but it keeps showing up where my strengths are. And in having conversation with people, the feedback that I get is, you're so good at this. And I'm like, okay, I'm still not sure what this is yet, but I know that my vibrational energy when it's when I'm in the sweet spot, it just keeps ringing. Like I don't know if ringing is an accurate word for it, but it's like I feel like all is right in the universe.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I think when, you know, you feel in alignment with things and you know, things start showing up and they're more than just coincidences, they're synchronicities. You know, then you get this wonderful experience of being in the flow with your life and feeling like, you know, things are finally starting to become coherent and the pattern that has been eluding you, you know, for, you know, so long is finally making itself known. And you don't have to be in that questioning and wondering and not wanting to get your hopes up because they're going to get dashed kind of place. You're going to, you know, flip that around and be able to say, okay, yeah, universe, show me more of that. You know, this is good. I like what's coming to me. I'm open and receptive. You know, let's start manifesting this and materializing something concrete so I can really sink my teeth into it and, you know, get started on, you know, this next phase of what my life's going to be. Whatever it is, you know, I'm open to it. And, you know, I think that's the energy that you're already, you know, bringing to the table and things are starting to meet you halfway. So that's, you know, it sounds all really good and encouraging.
Yeah.
I'll say one more thing and then maybe turn it over to Michael if he has something to add. But sometimes, you know, what happens for us with stuff like this is we're really afraid to fail, you know, and what that feels like and, you know, the feelings of defeat. And, you know, I tried my hardest and then I just, you know, didn't make it. And you were kind of talking about that at the beginning of your call, you know, and not giving into that, which is great. I think, you know, a really wise friend of mine also would say, you know, sometimes what's really hard is feeling afraid to succeed. And I think maybe that's one of the last nuts for you to crack is to, you know, face that fear within yourself of what it's going to be like if you finally show up for yourself, you know, if you finally believe in yourself, if you finally see yourself as a success, you know, and really start believing in yourself the way that you've always known you could and that you deserve, but maybe you haven't really been ready to yet until now. And that's a scary thing, but I think you're going to find that you have so much to offer and people are going to be so receptive to it that it's just going to feel almost overwhelming. You know, and I don't want to say like a fairy tale because I think that, you know, but you know, when you look back on what it was like for you a year or two ago, you know, once you're fully inhabiting this new change in your life, you're going to be like, man, who was I back then? I don't even know or recognize that person anymore. Transformative. So, and that's all because you've been doing the work. You know, that's the thing. You know, you've been working on this. You haven't just been sitting there passively waiting for shit to happen. You've been showing up. Mm-hmm. So, you know what the formula is. You just have to keep working it. That's what I would say. And don't worry about the details. You know, the big picture stuff is coming into alignment for you. So.
Yeah, it's funny, but, you know, 2 years ago, I was unemployed and going through a divorce and not really sure if I could make it financially. And then 2 years later, it's like, whew, who was that person? And I have empathy for people that struggle. And the thing that I'm finding out is that success, when you are on your path to success, while there is a formula of hard work and belief and manifestation and all of that other kind of good stuff, the circumstances never look the same for everyone. Like there's no manual, there's no standard operating procedure. If you do this, this is what you get returned. It is not a straight line. It is curvy and there's downs and there's ups and there's downs and there's ups. And eventually, you know, I think my motto is to, at the end of my life, I could say I did everything that I could. I played it safe so many years, but at the end, I just went all out, and it was worth it.
Yeah. I mean, if you can, you know, if you can see that future for yourself right now, I mean, that's, you know, you're in a tremendous, you know, a tremendous place. So I think that's a really beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
And there are many great people that have hit their strides, like, you know, Colonel Sanders. He became a gillionaire at 70 years old, and it was the path.
Yeah, no, you don't have to you don't have to define your success by other people's, for sure. You get to make it on your own terms. And if that, you know, if your success is going to come later than, you know, what the average is, who cares? As long as it works for you. So I'm going to agree with that. Absolutely. You just got to find your own, 27 herbs and spices, I guess, or, you know, whatever the kernel thing.
Yeah. And it's not like, I wanted to clarify too, success is not the monetary and the materialistic thing. It's the, this is what I was meant to do. This is what I've served my purpose in the world. And I have people that I can share this with and people that I love and care about.
Yeah, well, I think that's a more enlightened understanding of what success can be rather than just putting it on the material, for sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's check in with Mr. Michael, because I'm sure he has something he might want to contribute from his realm. Like it's
his
stars.
There he is. Whoa.
Big show.
This has been really interesting listening to you. God, we can just go on and on and on, especially, you know, just the subject of the dark night of the soul. I mean, everybody goes through that, and mm-hmm. it's tough, you know, and we are alone with that. You know, we come into this world alone, and we leave this mm-hmm. world alone, and especially when we go through these dark nights of the soul, it feels a lot of the time like we're alone in them, and kind of we are, because we need to learn from them, right? Everything's a lesson. So anyway, I agree with you on that. So bringing this back to you, one of the things I was getting, it feels kind of like where you are right now is where you need to be, exactly. And
yeah.
What I was hearing and feeling for you was don't try to rush this time. Don't try to rush this process. It's going to come when you need that to move into that next phase of your life. That will happen, and it will naturally occur. I don't think it's kind of this other thing outside of you that you need to connect to, but it feels like it will organically evolve inside you, and it will happen. May I ask, do you work in sales now? Because it feels like I work in sales, and it feels like a big corporation. And
no, I actually
like
work in construction.
Medicine. What?
Oh. No, I work in construction.
Construction, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Right, but it's sort of a sale. Yeah, it's I'm a project coordinator. For this incredibly awesome company. Yeah. And I love what I do. There are parts of it I don't love, which is the politics and the minutia of not making decisions, you know, that kind of slows everything down. But, you know, I've talked to, you know, colleagues and they're like, you would be so good at this. And I'm like, okay, you know, on to the next project or on to the next thing that I got to do on my to-do list. But, no, not medical sales. I'm the least medical person out there. So,
well, I mean, it's sales, right? You just got to know what you're selling, and so that's what it felt like to me. So that's why I was asking you. But I think the next phase of your job it will come. So don't try to push that along. Just stay where you are. And just mm-hmm. learn as much as you can from the position that you're mm-hmm. in, because I think, you know, you wanting to go to the next level will happen. They will see, they know the work that you do. They know what you're capable of, and they will acknowledge it, and it will be honored. So just do the best that you can, right, and put your best foot forward, and maybe the sales position at a big pharma corporation will come. I don't know. But I felt sales, and for some reason I just kept feeling medicine or like medical products or something like that.
Wow.
So,
yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. And congratulations to you in your journey and where you're at. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Well, I acknowledge that, you know, when I have called in and been able to get on the show, your sage words of wisdom made a huge difference for me, and I'm sure for all the other listeners. And it's just, you know, it takes something, I know, to give as much as you both do. It can be energy mm-hmm. draining as well. So, you know, as we go into this holiday season, I wish you both the very, very, very best. You deserve it. You know, what you do is important.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We
think so.
Totally.
Yeah. Outside confirmation, unbiased opinion.
That's
right. We love that.
Yeah.
Well, all the best to you, Mai. And thank you for listening. And
Mai,
yeah.
before you Michael, can I just say one more thing? So I just wanted to leave you with this. okay, good. I just want to leave you with this image. So so I have this really special cactus that blooms in the summer, and it's called Reina de la Noche, Queen of the Night, because it the flowers, the size of your hand, they're really big and just beautiful, and they only last for one night. But part of this plant's medicine is it's good for your heart, and I take it myself and I give it to clients who have heart issues because it helps with the nervous conductivity of the heart. But the flower has this signature. It's called a doctrinal signature, where it looks like something in the body, and the bloom, when it's getting ready to open, it pulses as it's filling with fluid, just like a heart does. And then eventually it just unwraps and pops open, and it's dramatic and it's lovely and it's amazing. And I want so much to give you that image of just this flower within you that's pulsating and pulsating. And when the time's right, it's just going to pop open and everybody's just going to stand back and go, oh my God, look at all that loveliness. It's just emanating from this person. You know, it's radiant, and you're going to feel it as well internally. It's going to be like, you know, no energy you've ever really felt before, I think. So like Michael was saying, I think you're really on the brink. You're on the precipice of really diving really deeply into your soul and coming up with some pretty fantastic stuff. So I hope you, you know, regularly willing to come back and share your journey with us, because it's also very, you know, it's very wonderful for us to be a part of it too, and we're grateful for that, as we are with all our callers and clients. So keep going.
Yeah, thank you. Like, that's just, I'm going to have to look up, like, I'm going to YouTube that and watch the flower bloom. So, yeah, I mean, it's so weird to feel unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's like fantastic. You feel like you can take on the world. And instead of, like, saying that there's going to be naysayers against you, you're just looking around. You're like, everybody wants you to win.
Right.
That's a much better perspective.
Yeah. Well, that's the sorcerer's perspective. Everybody and everything is an ally, even death. You know, even these things that we're taught to think of negatively, tyrants and all the rest of it. Like Michael was saying, everything's a lesson. So once you get firmly rooted in that and you really authentically believe it, then for the most part, what, you know, whatever comes your way, you're willing to, you know, at least consider and, you know, hopefully at some point accept with, you know, a state of grace and gratitude. And when you're not able to be in that space, you know, just forgive yourself and move on and get ready for the next thing. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, all the best to you, Mai. Call
Thank
us
you
back.
So much.
Let us know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us know how it's going.
Definitely. We like the good stories too.
Oh yeah. Those are
absolutely
good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Sure. Faux show.
Well, yeah. Well, all the best to you.
Happy holidays.
Take care.
Okay.
Happy holidays. Bye. Wow. What a great show today.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good show.
Really good shoes.
Oh, sir. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, how can people get in touch with you if they want a reading or a shamanic session? How can people get a hold of you?
Well, they can call me, they can text me. My number, 541-344-7534. You can email me at givingtree@earthlink.net, and you can check out my website, givingtreefarm.com. How about you, Psychics of the Stars? How do people get on your A-list?
You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, and can register there for a session, schedule a session, or you can schedule a consultation with me. And also, Monday nights, I have a class down in Laguna Woods, and that is from 6 to 8 p.m. You can register at, what is it called? Oh, my God. I just went
Learning blind. Life? Is it Learning Life?
Go to my website, look under events, and Monday nights, you'll see it there. There's a link. It's called, the website is heartspaceoc.com. And the class is listed there. You can click the link. You can join in person, and the class is Intuitive Psychic Tarot. It's a development class. So it's every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. in person. Or online, you can join us on Zoom. So join us.
Yeah.
So take us out, sir.
All right, my friend. Well, thank you for joining us tonight on the Psychic Funhouse. As usual, we are grateful to have you along the ride every Friday, 6 p.m. to 7. We're here. We have many shows for you to go back and listen to. You can follow us on all your favorite podcast platforms so you never miss a show. And we only have two more shows left in 2022, so be sure to catch them. And stick around for all the exciting stuff that's coming in the new year, too. All right. Thank you to my lovely co-host, the man, the legend, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza. All our callers and listeners and the spirits. We're wishing everybody well. Take care.